That's music from Heavy K, DJ Heavy K, Boosie and Nokwazi. The track is entitled Inde. And they're talking about Indlela Ende. This road is long, you know, and I am sure that Nsietso, Advocate Nsietso from Sampra will agree with them that when it comes to collecting rights, collecting money is owed to people that create music. Yeah, we've still got a long way to go. But it's very important that the public understands that these people that make music spend a lot of money creating. It's not cheap to make a song because you need to own software, which you have to buy. You have to book studios. You have to buy hardware, microphones, and all of that. And just even to put your song on the platforms costs money. So it is not fair for you to just illegally download a song and give it to your friend, or go somewhere and play the song and get paid and not share that money with the owner of the music. All right, let's go back to it. This is Muso Talk with Sampra on Hard FM.
It's time for Muso Talk on In The Mix, brought to you by Sampra, Africa's leading needle time rights organization. Send your questions via voice note to 082-222-1049.
All right, we're talking to Advocate Nsietso Mukitimi Mukhofula, who is the head of licensing and compliance. Before we played that song by Heavy K, we spoke about why does one need a license for playing other people's music in their business. And we've answered that one quickly and easily. It says it's the law. You just need to do that. You have to do that. If you own a business and you play music, you play other people's music in that business, you need to have a license to do that, because those artists and composers and authors that created that music need to get paid. That was the whole point. And now we're going to talk about how does one apply for a Sampra license. Tsietso, please help us with that. How does one apply for a Sampra license?
Okay, you can go to our website, which is www.sampra.org.za. Mm. And then when at the top, there is tabs there, then you can go to Music User.
Okay.
And then you can look at, because you've got like 84 tabs, which mm-hmm. is different categories, and then you choose whichever one that applies to you. For instance, if there will be one for restaurants, there will be one for stores, like your retail stores, there will mm-hmm. be a different one for music school, there will be a different one for gym. So you can go there and check which tariff pertains to your business. And then from there, you can download our application form, fill it in, and indicate in your usage. If you don't, you need any questions answered on the application form, or you don't know how to fill in the application form, or you want us to send you the application form, you can call us on the following number.
Yes.
It's 011-789.
Okay,
011-789-57-57-84-84.
All right.
Yes.
So
and then we'll be able to guide you through the application form. And then once you receive your application form, which will indicate usage of the music, which then will tell us which tariff we should use to calculate the license fee, we'll do what we call a cost estimate, which is like a quotation.
Okay.
Where we say, this is what we have assessed you on based on the information that you have given us.
Yes.
Then on that basis, because it's very simple, it will say it's tariff whatever has been charged. If it's square meters, this is the amount of square meters that we have used. Mm-hmm. Then you can come back and say, no, I actually miscalculated. It is so much. So we still have opportunity to correct that. And then once you have accepted our quotation, then we issue you with an invoice.
Okay.
Only when the invoice amount is fully paid can you legally use music.
And the license is renewable every year?
Yes. We give you a one-year license, which is renewable on an annual basis.
Okay. And now I've got an artist who was asking me, now you get the money. What does Sampra do with the license fees that they collect?
Okay. Like I think you have explained, We represent record companies as well as performing artists.
Yes.
So all the money that you collect, we collect, gets distributed to the record labels and the performers. And this is how it's done. Mm-hmm. Firstly, we collect the money. Say, let's talk about 2018.
Yes.
2018, we'll have collected the license fee for that year.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we do is that we then send a report, because we are regulated.
Okay.
We send a report to the registrar of copyright, who is under DTI.
Yes.
We send him the report and say, this is how much we collected last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how much we have used as operating costs.
Okay.
And in terms of our regulations, we may not use more than 20% of what we've collected as operation cost.
Okay.
So say at minimum, 80% of what you collect must be distributed to the record companies and to the performers.
Okay.
So we'll give that report, and then we say, on the basis of our submission, please approve what you call a distribution plan, which will show the amount that needs to be distributed to the members.
Okay.
The registrar will then ask us questions or approve the application without questions.
Mm-hmm.
So once we have received the approval from the registrar,
mm-hmm.
we'll then do the necessary work that needs to be done to say how much of your song was played, where
yes.
was it played, how much you received from wherever your music was played.
Okay.
And then we do a distribution. Every song is distributed on the following basis. 50% of whatever has been received on a song
yes.
will be paid to the relevant record company.
Yes.
The remaining 50% is then distributed to the performers on the following basis.
Mm.
We have what you call the featured artist, which is the person that we know is there for.
Yes.
That person or persons, they will get 65% of the 50%.
Yes.
And then the 35% then gets distributed on an equal basis to what are, who the people that are called non-featured artists, which
yes.
is your backup, the backup artist, your guitarist, your
pianist,
director,
yeah.
all those people that make the music happen.
Okay.
So they'll be paid 35% of the 50%. Say, for instance, you've got a song that is so-and-so featuring so-and-so.
Yes.
Remember, I said the featured artist, we give them 65%.
Yes.
That 65% will be set between the main featured artist and the other featured person, the person that is featured on that person's album.
Yes.
They'll share the 65%.
Wow.
Then they're going to ask me, what happens if it's a choir?
Yeah.
It's 200 people.
Yes. So they will have to share that.
60% and divide it
by 200.
Amongst the 200 people that made that song.
That reminds me of a Xhosa proverb that mm-hmm. says, children of the same family will share the leg of a grasshopper.
Yes, we have got the same proverb as well.
You got it in
so
city,
that's
yeah.
That's what happened.
Children of the same family will share leg of a grasshopper. They'll share it equally.
There's 3,000 of them.
Yeah, even if it's 3,000, they'll share that leg of a grasshopper. And everybody will get an equal share.
Yes.
All right. So how long does it take for the license to be active? Let's say you've done everything.
As soon as you pay the license, you can legally use the music, but we'll send you a license certificate.
Yeah.
That will indicate this is the premises that are licensed, this is how much you have paid, and this is how long your license is going to last.
Okay. All right. And Tsietso, who is the head of licensing and compliance for Sampra, thank you so much for...
Thank you so much for allowing me on your program.
All right. We will do Muso Talk again next week. Tsietso, have a wonderful evening, and we'll chat to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. That was Muso Talk on Heart FM.
Sempra, Africa's leading needle time rights organization. No, not that needle time. It's the needle time that belongs to record labels and recording artists. Being a Sempra member ensures that you receive your royalties for your commercially released recorded music. And people of the land, You need a Sempra license to broadcast and play music in your businesses. So own the jam, share the jam, and get what you deserve for producing the jam. To learn why you need to become a member and how to get a license, visit sempra.org.za.
You're in the mix with Heart FM.